This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, it was just last week that President Trump was completely exonerated, and then there was almost no coverage of it. And I kept saying, what will the new scandal be? What will the new scandal be? What will the new scandal be? And I predicted that one of the big scandals would be the president just being the president. Normal function of the president is criminal, is illegal to these individuals. And now the president talking about a kangaroo court, talking about the jury foreperson being a big Democrat operative, that's supposedly obstruction of justice when it's the president's purview to completely pardon someone if he wants to. So Trump's not claiming a legal right to interfere. It's what the executive branch can do. And then if we don't like what he does, we don't vote for him again. But that's a separate branch of government. If you didn't have that power in the executive, you would have the other branches always overthrowing it like a third world country. And that's exactly what's starting to happen as America resembles in so many ways a third world nation in our behavior. So A.G. Barr came out and said that he won't be bullied. And he basically said that Trump was doing bad things when he's not. And so that shows you the deep state's really panicked because Trump's purging it and that Barr is showing his true colors. Or is this to get heat off of Barr from the Democrats? There shouldn't be any heat. They should stop bowing to them and acting like the claims they make are legitimate. Here's what Barr had to say.
I had made a decision that I thought was fair and reasonable in this particular case. And once the tweet occurred, the question is, well, now what do I do? And do you go forward with what you think is the right decision, or do you pull back because of the tweet? And that just sort of illustrates how disruptive these tweets can be.
So you're saying you have a problem with the tweets?
Yes, well, I have a problem with some of the tweets. I'm happy to say that, in fact, the president has never asked me to do anything in a criminal case. However, to have public statements and tweets made about the department, about our people in the department, our men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job and to assure the courts and the prosecutors in the department that we're doing our work with integrity.
Mr. Barr, the president does not like to be told what to do. He may not like what you're saying. Are you prepared for those ramifications?
Of course. As I said during my confirmation, I came in to serve as Attorney General. I am responsible for everything that happens in the department, but the thing I have most responsibility for are the issues that are brought to me for decision. And I will make those decisions based on what I think is the right thing to do, and I'm not going to be bullied or influenced by anybody. And I said at the time, whether it's Congress, newspaper, editorial boards, or the president, I'm going to do what I think is right. And, I cannot do my job here at the department with a constant background commentary that undercuts me.
That's quite an attack on the president when the entire attack on Stone is an attack on the president and the election, and the judge and the prosecutors and the jurors have all been running their mouths everywhere while Roger Stone has a big gag ball shoved in his face. And they've been in the Washington Post calling for my arrest because I pointed out that these juries look like the Democratic National Committee's front line. Unbelievable. And Dr. Steve Pachinik is going to be joining us coming up the second hour. He says Barr's got to go. Also, huge developments on the virus front, the biggest yet on the other side. Back in T-minus 60 seconds. Start your engines. All right, folks, here's the bad news. We've already sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nanotech silver that's documented to knock out viruses and bacteria unlike anything else. But we do still have it in the 3-ounce and the 1-ounce for limited time. The good news is we have the Super Blue toothpaste and the Super Silver toothpaste, both that have the nano silver in them as well. The Super Blue has tea tree that's also antiviral and antibacterial and high-quality iodine. And then, of course, the whitening has the nano silver, but on top of that, it has the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And so it's just the best toothpaste you're going to find, period. It has the nano silver, and we still have supplies of it, though it'll sell out at current rates in about 2 weeks. But despite that, I'm keeping it at sale at 50% off so everybody can protect themselves with this high-quality product. If you've never used it before, get yours today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com. As President Trump continues to battle the globalist forces of the deep state, the Democrat Party continues to take off its mask and reveal themselves as the true enemy of America and its people. Last week, Trump delivered a historic State of the Union address, which included an emotional tribute to honor one of the last remaining heroes of World War II. But wait a minute, who the hell is that sitting on their asses during the tribute? You guessed it, the enemy within. That's radical leftist Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, caught on camera, seen here refusing to stand up and honor Charles McGee of the legendary Tuskegee Airmen, a unit of black fighter and bomber pilots who distinguished themselves during fierce aerial combat missions in World War II.
After more than 130 combat missions in World War II, he came back home to a country still struggling for civil rights and went on to serve America in Korea and Vietnam. On December 7th, Charles celebrated his 100th birthday.
As Republicans and Democrats rose to applaud this all-American hero, Omar and Tlaib just couldn't bring themselves to do so. In fact, they ended up walking out of the speech early in defiance of what Rashida Tlaib said was Trump's lies and bigotry. But hey, this shouldn't really surprise anyone. After all, these are among the same radical leftists who refused to condemn Antifa after their terrorist attack on an ICE facility in Tacoma, Washington.
We are learning new details about the man who threw explosive devices at an immigration detention center in Tacoma, Washington.
Police are saying that a man was armed with a rifle and firebombs and attacked the private facility operated on behalf of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE.
Willem von Spronson, who was linked with the Antifa domestic terror movement, attacked an ICE facility in Tacoma. He was carrying AR-15 and firebombs. He torched several cars that apparently hoped to burn the facility to the ground. He was shot dead before he could kill anyone.
Will you condemn the Antifa attack in Washington over the weekend? It's easy to condemn terrorism. Will you condemn it? Antifa firebombed a facility in Tacoma over the weekend. It's an ICE facility. Will you condemn them for that? Are you pleased? Should more people do it? It's easy to say no.
Look, we know who these people are, and we know their agenda.
We're going to go in there, we're going
to... are not really traitors to America. To me, if you really think about it, they're more like infiltrators.
Shocking disrespect. Omar and Tlaib refused to honor black World War II hero. And that's just who these scumbags are. They hate this country. They brag about how they hate this country. And that's what the Democrats and the globalists would like to end up doing, is dividing and conquering this nation. And it's not going to happen as fast as they think it will. And in fact, if we really work hard and expose them and get back in their faces and aren't intimidated, we can completely turn the tide, and we are. That report is up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. It's in the Dare Me Brain section. on band.video. Please get it out to everybody you know. It's powerful truth and needs to be seen. The only way it gets out there is you. As you see all the big Jeffrey Epstein information breaking, as you see all the corruption coming out, everything we told you about confirmed, we're more banned than we were before. And I've got all this incredible breaking news, but I ended the show yesterday with something I want to get to later in the third hour, and that's Senator Rand Paul's speech on the Senate floor is being taken off YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, and they say it violates community standards. So the Senate's going to put up with that now, I guess. This is total suppression of the American people. It's organized crime, and if Scientologists were doing this, they'd all be arrested. Or if the Italian mafia was doing it, they'd all be arrested. But when it's big tech doing it, it's like, oh, well, they're a private company. They can spy on us illegally and sell our data. And block what Senator Paul said about the witch hunt. A genteel doctor. And he can't be heard. And the Senate just keeps taking it. Trump keeps going along with it. And, you know, I'm glad Trump's in there, but more and more I'm like Matt Drudge. I mean, I'm just pissed off that Trump sits there and allows the Democrats to engage in the persecution of Trump supporters like this. It's very un-American. It's very, very dangerous. But it's part of a unified global operation where governments are scared because they know their corruption's coming out. And so bipartisanly, they are going along with censorship. Big story up on Infowars.com. UK approves large-scale internet censorship across the board with Boris Johnson, who I support Brexit and I support nationalism. But what he's doing is horrible. It's authoritarianism, and it's bipartisan, and it's dangerous. And so, if we don't see action the next month or so by the president, it's time to go to the Trump rallies and peacefully take them over. And we've got a plan to do that. And I've been busy with a lot of other things. I haven't quite launched it yet, but I'm going to get it launched today. So look for that, because I'm not going to put up with the blue bloods and the snot-nosed Republican establishment derailing our movement to save this republic. I'm not going to trade out one group of tyrants for another. Now, I'm going to think about this carefully. But as soon as Trump survives their attempts to remove him, it's time for him to get down to business. All right, let me just stop right there and tell you what's coming up. We know that Attorney General Barr has really come out against the president. Some people are saying that it's elaborate theater, kabuki, and that it's to get Democrat heat off the attorney general for saying don't sentence Stone to an exorbitant amount of time. Well, Dr. Steve Pachinik is a smart guy, and he does know a lot of people in the deep, deep state. Not the lawyer bureaucracy, but you know the folks in the military and those areas. And he really has a big problem with Barr. And he particularly wanted to come on the show today, so I'm told him anytime he wants to come on, there's an open door. He thinks Barr needs to resign, and he thinks Barr is going to make a move on the president. And I tend to agree with him because of the pedigree of Barr. You know, Barr is up to his eyeballs in Jeffrey Epstein stuff. And if I ever catch Trump involved with any of the pedophile rings, I'll drop him like an old shoe. I've never found any evidence of that. And instead, you've seen massive arrests, and we're moving against him, and I think Trump's great for that. Every time I get mad at Trump, I think about all the good stuff he's doing and balance it out. But the Barr thing is problematic, and we're going to be chronicling Barr and who he really is next hour. There's no doubt he's smart, and there's no doubt that he's expanded investigations into human trafficking and done some good things, but he's covering up the Epstein death or event, and there's been no prosecutions in all the blackmail situations that the Clinton crime network has been using to control our government and academia. Why is everybody so scared of Hillary Clinton? Because They control giant blackmail rings, and they've gotten the scientists and the academics and the intellectuals, and they've all got them into this club. And the people go have sex, not just with 15, 16-year-old girls, but even younger. They want to be compromised. You go to be videotaped having these orgies. And I told you that 25 years ago, and it was true then, and it's true now. I didn't just magically guess that. It all came true, just like I said. It was true. So that's coming up. Then we have a fellow from the Defense Intelligence Agency. He's a really smart guy popping into the show to talk about a host of issues and also intend to open the phones up. The virus is big. The news is huge. I haven't hit that yet. We'll cover that next segment. And then we're going to get into the latest in the campaign trails and so much more. Lawsuits getting filed everywhere because all the major female sports are being dominated from MMA to track by men. It's ridiculous. It's like, go out and fight boys. Don't go out and fight girls, you punks. That's all coming up. And Putin has said that as long as he's president, we're going to defend motherhood and fatherhood.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Jordan George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've got it. You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, here we are on Valentine's Day, 2020. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And if you're a TV viewer, you can see the big map here from John Hopkins that's integrated into the World Health Organization and the CDC. Redfield is the head of the CDC. And here is a statement that he just made. CDC director warns coronavirus soon widespread throughout the United States. It's coming, and they go on to say that it's basically broken quarantine, but they're in aggressive containment mode as it begins to spread. And here's what he had to say.
The worst case scenario here in the United States.
So far, we've been able to contain it, but I think this virus is probably with us beyond this season or beyond this year, and I think eventually the virus will find a foothold and we will get community-based transmission, and you can start to think of it in a sense like seasonal flu. The only difference is we don't...
Now, going back a month ago, we said, is this just a giant world government police state drill with Xi Jinping using it to crack down and to change the subject from losing the trade war with the U.S., massive insurrection, both on the mainland but also in Hong Kong and Taiwan. Well, definitely they've used it for that, but now it's coming out that they've suppressed the numbers of infected and the numbers of dead massively. And the reason you're seeing hysteria in China is because the virus is man-made. We know that. It's been engineered, and there's a concerted effort to cover that up. Now we've had the head of the CDC and others come out and indeed say that we need to investigate whether this is man-made or not, because the major universities have scanned it. It is man-made. So the United States is giving China a chance to go ahead and come out and admit what happened here. And all the smart money was on this 3 weeks ago, and now that's where all the red flags, all the red arrows, all of the fingers are pointing. Is it China working on a vaccine to a bioweapon that's a live virus and it getting out? Wouldn't be the first time that vaccine tests end up causing a pandemic or end up causing a major crisis. But what we do know is this is very unusual, and InfoWars is going to be here on air cracking it all as it unfolds. And the Pentagon, as we told you 3 weeks ago, has set up these emergency centers. Now that's all admitted. They're expanding those. And aggressive containment means if you have this virus, they're going to lock you up. Now, are they doing that to set the precedent to lock people up, or is it because it's so deadly? Well, a lot of people said, well, we'll end up finding out because there'll be a bunch of deaths. No, when there's a real crisis, they tend to cover it up, not just our government, other governments. You know, it wasn't just the Russians that covered up Chernobyl. The 1950s, a huge reactor blew up in California. They didn't admit it till the 80s. And most estimates were worse than Chernobyl. But do Americans even know about that famous sodium reactor blowing up? No, you can look it up. America's Chernobyl. Just type that in. California. It wasn't Three Mile Island and some leakage. It was a reactor completely exploding like Chernobyl. So these governments and these corporations tend to cover things up, and that's why I was once a supporter of nuclear power, because if it's done right, it's a great, great thing. These companies and these CEOs just don't care, and they let everything fall apart and then melt down and blow up. And if you think that's bad, the military runs a better ship with the nuclear submarines and the aircraft carriers, but you know those have had disasters as well that have been swept under the rug. I know some of the people involved, some of the submarine captains that were involved in this. They were ordered to radiate their ships and test. So clearly Xi Jinping, I mean, if you watch the people with what looked like glorified leaf blowers coming in and spraying antiviral chemicals on people, this is what it's like to live in an authoritarian regime. Remember back in the 1950s, they said duck and cover for atomic attack from the Russians. And of course, getting under a desk isn't going to help you if the air raid sirens are going off in 15 minutes and ICBMs are coming in. But it creates that fear. And that's what it's really all about. Yeah, they found it, L.A.'s secret nuclear disaster. In fact, folks didn't even know there was a reactor there. Just like living here in Austin, there are two reactors, one under UT and one up at the J.J. Pickle Research Lab. That's not even secret. And I have Austinites walk up to me and go, I heard you say there's nuclear reactors in Austin. No, they're not, because people just can't deal with the truth. Anything that scares them, they just say it's a conspiracy theory, and they hope it all goes away. Well, I'll tell you this. One big bellwether is that we've had FEMA and different federal agencies try to buy up all the food from our sponsor, My Patriot Supply, and the orders have intensified the last week over what they were even 3 weeks ago. So they're still able to ship within 10 to 14 days. They have the food. They just have to package it and get it out. It's extremely fresh. They're working 24 hours a day. But I did talk to them again last night, and they said, Alex, we can hold it 10 to 14 days, another week, maybe two. We're going to have to announce 14 to 21 days. And at a certain point, they're going to have to stop taking orders. They're getting to a point where they can't even get the food now at an industrial scale to do this. And the other companies sold out immediately to corporations and the government when they called. Because that's easier. Oh, the government calls up, boom, you sell out. But the government's hoarding food right now, and sub-agencies are ordering food on top of the food they have. A lot of the government food is really old and crappy. Why are they doing that? Well, because they think this could get really serious and get out of control. Because 2020 is so crazy with the economy and the wars and the attempts at race war and all the things that are going on, I think we're going to defeat the globalists, at least in this round. But I've got storable food because it protects myself and my family. And it's one more variable that I can take out of the equation so that I know I'm covered. But I also need food to take care of my friends and my family. We've got, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6 months of supply. I'm not sure. It's big. Here at my offices, where I have bought storable food and water filtration and things like that for my crew, so that we could operate for months here if we needed to. And we have the firearms all locked up properly and folks that are trained to use them to protect ourselves. Because that's what an ant does, not a grasshopper. An ant is self-sufficient. An ant can go out and forage. An ant saves food for the winter. A grasshopper doesn't. It's like the locusts all over Africa that just fly in, eat everything, and then flop over and die in the winter. The ants go on. But I would take a cue from the ants. I'd go to InfoWarsStore.com, where they have month supplies, 3 month supplies, 6 month supplies, year supplies, special diets. And folks really have done taste tests. Even Vice tried to attack us, said, let's test their food. They're like, that's really good macaroni. That's really good stew. What? Wait, this coffee's excellent. Yeah. I mean, I'm not calling the food gourmet, because you got to pay 4 or 5 times that to get that really good camping gourmet food. There's stuff out there that's like, you know. But these are big bags of high quality, no fillers, at prices way lower you're going to find anywhere, because it cuts out the middlemen and it supports the info war. So take action now, because the food orders are going up. They're not going down, as it becomes more obvious that there's something really nasty and special about this virus. And there's a lot of other crazy things going on. So cover your bases, get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com while we still have it. Everybody else has sold out. Well, it's finally happening. The president is coming out and saying the deep state are a bunch of out-of-control criminals that need to be prosecuted. And he has fired over 200 senior bureaucrats in the State Department and the Justice Department in just the last few days. And he took the head prosecutor over Stone and offered her a job at Treasury. As soon as she quit that job, he then withdrew the nomination. And now she's out on her globalist ass. This is beautiful. people. It's happening, but we need to see a lot more. All the neocons need to be fired. All the Obama appointees, fired. All the deep state globalists who have resumes with George Soros, fired, 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 fired. Trump is finally unleashed. Trump is not the red wave. He is the red storm. And InfoWars is the tip of the spear, powered by we the people, never backing down, never giving in, and delivering victory in our time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had something to hide. Well, there it is at themightybreadreport.com.
Now you're not satisfied.
McCabe will not face charges. That's right. They had reportedly had indictments out there. But the Justice Department can nix indictments. We're told the president shouldn't be able to nix indictments, but the almighty number two at the Justice Department has that power because they're more important than the president. They're the permanent bureaucracy that's dug in and thinks they run this country. And here's the letter. We write to inform you that after careful consideration, the government has decided not to pursue criminal charges against your client, Andrew G. McCabe. arising from the referral by the Office of the Inspector General to our office on conduct described in the report. And what did he do? Well, all sorts of criminal activity, lying to Congress, leaking information, spying on the president, lying to the president saying he wasn't. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And so the swamp is flexing its tentacles, its little alligator feet. A report of investigation of certain allegations related to former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, based on the totality of the circumstances and all of the information known to government at this time, we consider the matter closed. Please do not hesitate to contact us if you have any questions. These are nice letters to get. I got one of these when they tried to plant child porn on us last year. And the media was running around and go, oh, here's my letter that I'm the victim, that the case is closed. But that's not the case with this guy. He got caught doing what he did absolutely directly. But you see, he did it under orders of Barack Hussein Obama, who before he left said Trump isn't legitimate. He's a Russian agent. We're going to put stay behind money in place. We're going to block the delegates so that he doesn't get seated as the president at his inauguration. That failed. And then they said, oh, the intelligence agencies have six ways from Sunday to get you. And we've just seen these rogue groups. And if you want to know who these rogue groups are, watch Hollywood. The message of Hollywood is anti-God, anti-family, anti-father, anti-mother, anti-unborn, anti-Second Amendment, anti-everything. They're just a bunch of scum who want a weakened, demoralized America that can never come back from them selling us out. It's disgusting. So the Rachel Maddows and the Chucky Schumers and the Hillary Clintons can just have their way with us generation after generation, passing the power on to each other as a plutocracy, an oligarchy. Yeah, in fact, cue that up with audio. Remember just a few months ago, Brennan is up there with the former CIA director, McLaughlin, and they go, thank God for the deep state. We're going to show this president who's boss. We have the intelligence agencies and the intelligence committee, and we're going to remove him. And Brennan literally makes like a serial killer face and starts going, like a psycho gorilla. They're like, they're all bowing down to him. You're watching baboons come to the head baboon and kiss its hand, and or chimpanzees. I mean, he's I mean, that's who? Some old communist jerk-off? Piece of crap gets up in front of Congress with Clapper and says, we've never spied on anyone. Now, U.S. citizens never been spied on. Not one time. Because they don't call it spying. It's like, Trump's wrong. We never wiretapped him. Because they haven't called it that in 30 years. It's electronic intercepts. Yeah, so let's play the video of them on C-SPAN celebrating when they were starting the impeachment. And they're like, we're going to get it, yeah. And Brennan literally goes, everyone, oh, sir. And he walks around Congress and stuff when he's there. Just everyone's scared. He walks around just, can you imagine a full-grown man walking around like, are you scared of me? I'm a bureaucrat, and he's my government. I mean, you know, that's a certifiable lunatic right there. Couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. But he can piss down America's back forever. All I want is to get these dishonorable scumbags out of there. These won't be perfect, but they'll be a hell of a lot better. If you hate America and you were in the Communist Party, you shouldn't be the CIA director. Yeah, no, he voted communist twice because he's a sack of filth. And everyone's so scared of him. He better be scared of God Almighty. So let's watch he and another CIA director celebrate how they are God. Here it is.
President's concern and often used term about a deep state being
well,
there to take
you
him
know,
out.
Thank God for the deep state. I mean, I think, you know, everyone here has seen this progression of diplomats and intelligence officers and White House people trooping up to Capitol Hill right now and saying these are people who are doing their duty, who are responding to a higher call.
A higher call that you run the country. So, Valentine's Day at the DOJ, even before Drudge said that, I saw the obviousness of it. This is a little Valentine gift. Could it get any more homoerotic? From Bill Barr to his little cupcake, he goes, here you go, sweetie. It's not about sex, Gary. Now get on your knees. You know that there's no way they're ever going to fix any of this, though. The bureaucracy can hang on, like I said yesterday, like an insect right before it dies before winter. That big blue northerner comes down, and they're going to just be detached and sucked off into the vortex of history. Because that's the way it works with these bureaucracies and their ineptitude and their arrogance and just how soft and bug-eyed they are. I mean, Strzok and Page, those are chicken necks. And they go and they get their degree and they become FBI agents and then they're political frauds, so they get promoted up the chain of command and everyone has to bow down to them. It's disgusting. But it's got to be dealt with. And if you want to judge a tree by its fruits, Bill Barr has presided over the cover-up of the Jeffrey Epstein saga. Now, because Trump is cracking down on the pedophile rings all over the world, and because Barr's been doing some of that as well, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt for a little bit longer, that they're just busy getting their ducks in a row. But we need action. We need action. We know Hillary has blackmail information. We know she's threatening thousands of prominent people. We need some of those prominent people to give a press conference and say, look, I didn't know what I was doing. She looked like she was 20. She was 16. As soon as I did it, they said they owned me. And then the whole house of cards comes down. I've never done anything like that. But if somebody was trying to blackmail me with something like that, I would do a press conference. And that's what they did, ladies and gentlemen, and then it only began there. And so, this is how our country's held hostage by a pervert network. And again, people ask, why would MS-13 go kidnap a teenager and torture him to death for Satan to become a member of MS-13? Because the worst thing you can do is serve Satan. And if you can get people to pledge themselves to Satan, they'll think there's no going back at that point. So many organized gangs have Satanism involved and have killing of innocents involved. Well, if you think MS-13 just invented that, no. With these globalist mafias, it's devil worship, it's underage sex, then it's pedophilia, then it's, hey, we got to get rid of these kids. Go down there and hack them up with a machete in the basement. You're like, but I'm a banking CEO. Hey, listen, you're going to go kill that five-year-old with this machete or you and your wife are dead. You wanted to be part of the club. Now you are. See how it works? Keep the babies comfortable. That's who these people are. And it's time to call their bluff. You see, it's time for people to stop having fear. Realize the sword of truth is invincible when used.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
The answer to 1984 is...
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, the fellow that told me that, like 15 years ago, I didn't know who he was at the time, he died right after. Was like one of the most famous modern economists ever in the UK. And he said, the answer to 1984 is 1776. And then later I put a clip of him in one of my films. People go, you don't know who that is? And I called to get him on as a guest. He was dead by then, but pretty powerful. I did not coin that, but I certainly popularized it. Okay, here's what's going to happen, folks. I was pretty euphoric to see Trump firing hundreds and hundreds of deep staters. And they keep telling him, don't do that and we'll be nice. But he's learned they only attack more, so he's finally firing a whole bunch of them. And now the Justice Department's showing its true colors. Barr, as a shot across the bow, came out and said, you shouldn't tweet. You should lay down and take it. You shouldn't say something's a kangaroo court or it's a kangaroo impeachment. You should take it. Presidents aren't allowed to talk. The average citizen has that power, but not a president. And people are like, oh, Barr, you know, he's working with the president. He knows he's under attack, so it's a cover story, you know. Q says so. Maybe. But now Andrew McCabe, who leaked, lied to Congress, spied on the president, lied to the president, did all this illegal crap, he just got a Valentine's Day. DrudgeReport.com gets it right. Oh, a Justice Department Valentine's Day. How disgusting. Just like they started the impeachment on Friday the 13th against the president. So that tells you everything you need to know, and I'm going to tell you something. I've not seen any action, none, against the Epstein-Clinton pedophile rings. And you notice the deep state just keeps trying to remove Trump, trying to block him, harass his supporters. And then Trump sits up there in glad hands with Barr, who comes out and slides a knife right into his back. Hell, not into his back. Barr walks right over and says, you shouldn't be tweeting about what judges and courts are doing. Really, the same judges that said he can't control the border and the Supreme Court ruled every time he was right? BS, man. They're attacking the president in full time, and they want him to shut up and let the bureaucracy come in and come together with a consensus every week of what he's supposed to do and be a kept president. And until he does that, like he's some Mandarin Chinese emperor in the Forbidden City, until he binds his feet and grows 4 foot long fingernails, and because you're so royal, you can't even, your majesty, you can't wipe your own arse or eat your own food. You're so royal. You don't walk. And they have the priest go, look how beautiful your bound feet are, princess. They'd be all deformed. Woman can't even walk. But the power behind the throne, the legalist that the Chi-Coms come out of, for 3,000 years they had control of Chinese dynasties, telling them, you are the elite, and you aren't allowed to talk to the public, you're not allowed to feed yourself, you're not allowed to wipe your own ass. They were really prisoners. And other royal groups learned how to make royalty prisoners. Did you know the Queen of England doesn't wipe her own ass? She had someone called the groom of the stool. I'm not joking. And I'm not trying to be gross here. You see, the globalists are doing that to the public. There are no men. There are no women. We don't want to be strong. Don't challenge people. Get rid of the F to A scoring system, because Fs will hurt someone's feelings and everybody gets a participation trophy. But see, then the trophies don't mean anything anymore, do they? Because they're not real. Best thing ever happened to me was adversity. Thank God that racist gangs brutalized me in Dallas. It was the best thing ever happened to me. I love it. Because it activated my genes. It activated who I was as a man. Made me strong. Made me learn to fight. Thank God I was on the tail end of back when people still fought and still went out and did stuff. And you know, it's sad sometimes. You know, your kid dies in a gang fight or whatever. But it's better than living as a slave their whole life. A little victim jellyfish that goes around going, I'm a victim. Take care of me. And they go, oh, you're part of this group now. Come be part of this group. And as a collective, we're going to take care of each other. But that's never really how it works, is it? So this is all bigger than Roger Stone, bigger than Donald Trump, bigger than InfoWars. If they can silence all of us, if they can silence you, if they can persecute people and scare everyone to submit, they think they're going to win. That's why it's critical to not just act like you're not afraid, but have the joy of battle and love this fight and love the honor of being able to engage these maggots. Greg Reese has put out a very powerful report. Stacked jury of the kangaroo court against Roger Stone must end. Here is his report.
The kangaroo court is a court that ignores law and justice. They are held to give the appearance of a fair trial, while the verdict has been decided from the start. On Friday, January 25th, 2019, the FBI arrested Roger Stone in his home. CNN showed up moments before to capture it all in its drama. The This was important because Roger Stone did nothing wrong. The allegation was that he was seeking stolen emails from WikiLeaks that could damage Trump's opponents. And even if this were true, it is no crime. So they make the arrest look like he was Al Capone, because the lie is all they have left. We know the judge assigned to the case has a political motivation to prosecute Roger Stone. With all of the corporate Mockingbird media against him, Judge Amy Berman Jackson imposed a gag order on Roger Stone, banning him from discussing his case in public, including on social media. And if that wasn't clear enough, Judge Berman Jackson made it absolutely clear during jury selection.
Her judgments have been transparently political. Yesterday, for example, during jury selection, one of the prospective jurors turned out to be a former press secretary in the Obama administration who admitted that she despises Donald Trump and has friends in the federal prosecutor's office, which is trying the case. Her husband, meanwhile, works at the Justice Department, which is prosecuting Roger Stone. The woman claimed she had followed the Mueller investigation closely, but somehow had never, quote, read or heard anything about Roger Stone's case and didn't have a strong opinion about him. No sober person could take that claim seriously. But Amy Berman Jackson did. She acted like it was all completely fine and on the level. When Roger Stone's lawyers asked that that woman be removed from the jury pool, Jackson refused. Personal conflicts, she said, were, quote, not automatically disqualifying.
Even the jury felt compelled to reveal itself as anti-Trump activists. Juror Seth Cousins wrote an article for the Washington Post exposing himself as an anti-Trump activist. And now, juror Tamika Hart has revealed herself as well. After CNN exposed her identity, journalist Mike Cernovich pointed out her clear political bias on social media before she could delete it. Kangaroo Court. The Russian collusion fell apart months ago, and somehow Roger Stone's made-up crimes still stand? One would think that President Trump would have already pardoned him by now. Never leave a man behind. We cannot leave behind Roger Stone. And we cannot leave behind General Michael Thomas Flynn. And we cannot leave behind Julian Assange. These men did nothing wrong. And their continued persecution is only proof of a corrupt system. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
All right, that full report is at band.video on InfoWars.com. I want to just remind you of something. Everybody knew that that lady worked for Obama and that her husband was on the Mueller probe. And everyone was scared to say it. We said it first. We put it out. Tucker Carlson picked it up to his credit. I'm just pointing out, while we're under attack, here's the Washington Post from 3 months ago. Alex Jones threatened to name a Roger Stone juror. Experts say he might be jury tampering. Well, I didn't threaten to name him. I named him. Piss up a rope, you thugs. Go to hell. Alex Jones threatened to out the juror. You don't out jurors when they're Democrat operatives. They had to step down because it was a conflict of interest. And now we learn more of the jurors were the same. Piss up a rope, scum.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.